Many teens around Michigan are sexually uneducated, but whose fault is it? Michigan law states, in sexual education, emphasize abstinence. In current times, abstinence education just isn't viable by itself. Abstinence education is commonly seen as a joke on TV. You see the engaged couple that is 28 years old and believes in this idea that has been planted in their head. The idea that you have to keep these urges deep down inside you to not have sex. In Michigan, teens are commonly taught that you must not have sex to not get pregnant and to save yourself. But do kids really listen to someone going on about saving yourself for the greater good? Almost none do. So say someone that has been taught only abstinence goes home and their partner comes over. In this scenario, they are in a semi-serious relationship with each other. So the two have sex without a condom, and unknowingly, the girl gets pregnant. This example is primarily how teens' pregnancies happen. According to the CDC, in 2014, teen pregnancy rates among teens hit an all-time high in Michigan. In Washtenaw County, where I live, as a teen, this isn't my, your teacher, or parents' fault. It's the state of Michigan's. This is Life of Regret with August Dez. The issue of abstinence education is a big problem. To dig deeper into the subject, I needed to talk to another student to get their opinion. Zach Becerra is a sophomore at Skyline High School, who is currently taking the health course, Health and Wellness, at the school. I know Zach pretty well. He's always honest, even if it hurts sometimes. I would have gone to see him in person to conduct the interview, but the roads were icy and the cold air was unbearable, so I called him. All right. Hey, Zach, how's it going?
Pretty well, man. So why'd you call?
I just wanted to ask a couple questions about some of your education. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So, Zach, where have you received any sexual education?
I mostly have been taught the basics from my parents, but recently I've been taking health class at Skyline.
And what are those basics you were taught?
Well, what sex is, condoms mostly, and a little bit on consent.
Well, what did you learn from Skyline's class?
So far we've covered human sexual anatomy, condoms, and safe sex.
All right, Zach, that'll be all. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
By the end of the call, Zach was a bit shook. Imagine talking to your friend about sexual education and asking him, where have you received this information? I don't think I would have taken this very well either. Zach's call gave me what I needed, but he didn't give me what I wanted. After searching for another teen sex ed story, I came across one. Due to the intensity of the story, she was never named. We'll call her Jane Doe. Jane's story began and finished in Michigan. After being sexually assaulted before college, the LSA freshman was not aware of the resources available to her. The sex education class she took in high school hadn't prepared her. She said, "The experience itself, it's unlike anything you can really describe. It's demoralizing, it's dehumanizing, you feel disgusting." Growing up in a conservative and rural area of Michigan, she said her only high school sex education was an hour-long presentation, which dodged the topic of sex entirely and focused on not having sex. She said, "We got an hour-long class period about abstinence and STDs, and that was it. In a period of time when I really would have needed it, I didn't have the education about resources or even that my experience was valid, and that's definitely a big thing that could change." Her story became worse when she became pregnant, the second week of freshman year. Her high school failed her miserably. That would lead her to a life of regret. She told her family. Her parents forbid abortion, so she dropped out to take care of the baby. 4 years later, she works at the local grocery store, living with her parents at the age of 22. Jane's experience shows us that when the education system fails to educate students about something this important, a similar failure occurred to 200 other girls that same year of 2014. Coincidence? I don't think so. Maybe this wasn't the state of Michigan's fault. Could it be from something else? My only thought was religious practices. It is known that some religions encourage abstinence, such as Christianity. Although there are many different types of Christians, depending on the intensity of their practices, most of them encourage abstinence. I happen to know a guy that is Christian. His name is Parker Ward. Parker is a sophomore at Skyline High School and plays for the soccer team. Parker attends a small church in Ann Arbor. Parker is not your typical modern Christian. He attends church in the morning every day and has many other rules to live his life by than many other Christians. His lifestyle is close to the regular teenager, other than the religion rules he abides by. How's it going, Parker?
Pretty decent. What do you need?
I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
Sounds good.
So, Parker, where have you received sexual education?
What's your definition of sex education?
Anything you've been taught about sex or relating to sex?
Almost nothing, other than not to do it. Abstinence. I know what sex is, what condoms are, but don't tell my parents I said that.
Why not?
Because I'm not supposed to really know.
Suddenly, Parker hung up, and I didn't give it a second thought. Parker gave me something great, the view of an abstinence-educated teen. According to the CDC, not using condoms was the leading cause of teen pregnancy in 2015. Some religions and schools do not teach about condoms because it is unnatural and you aren't supposed to wait until marriage, where most of the time you are able to have a child. It is obvious that abstinence education or bad sex education is the cause behind high rates of teen pregnancy. The truth is, it is unnatural to fight the urges that all of us have. Adults need to teach young adults that is okay to have sex, but you need to use a condom, and why that is. At the end of the day, the problem of teen pregnancy in Michigan could be solved if lawmakers created laws forcing school districts in Michigan to teach about condoms and how it is okay to have a sex as a young adult, and the urges they have aren't unnatural. This has been Life of Regret with August Dez.